Good morning, everyone. Before we get started with the Audits and Investigations Committee meeting, we will have our safety moment given to us by Chad Prokowski. Chad?
Good morning, everyone. Just as a reminder, if you're new to our building or to this meeting room, in case of an emergency, we ask that you exit by one of the three exit signs that's nearest to you. We prefer that you would go through the lobby, out the front doors, and across the street to the building museum and gather in the grassy area so we can count for everyone. In addition, if you're looking for a restroom, they're out the door and across the lobby and to your left. And in case that's needed, we also have an AED device located behind the guard's desk, and we hope we won't need it. For safety contact, this month is National Preparedness Month. So our theme is to remind people to be prepared for any disasters or emergencies, whether these be in your home, your business, or in the community. Be prepared. We should plan, prepare, and be able to mitigate. Be informed. Learn what protective measures to take before, during, and after an emergency. Develop a family communication plan and practice with your family. Have an emergency supply kit ready. And don't forget your four-legged family members. Not to leave them behind. For more information, you can contact your county's website or you can go to www.ready.gov. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirk. Our chat. This is the Audits Investigations Committee. We're called to order. We have filling in today a couple of our alternates. Mary Hines is filling in for Jim Corcoran. And Malcolm Augustine is filling in for Kura. And they'll be voting today along with myself and Corporate Price. I noticed Mr. Price is here, but in the interim, waiting for him to arrive, wife here will substitute as a district rep. I'd like to approve the agenda. We have several items on it, mostly certifications, approval of minutes. One action item, the acceptance of the Inspector General's report to post, and then an information item, the 2014 external single audit deliverables. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Is there a second? Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it. Agenda is approved. Okay, I'd like to move that the Audits Investigation Committee certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that at the executive session of the Audits Investigation Committee of September 3rd, 2015, at the just-concluded executive session of the Audits Investigation Committee of September 10th, 2015, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in the executive session under bylaws, Article 10, and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session were convened, were heard, discussed, or considered by the committee. Is there a second to that? Second, Mary Hines. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? None. Ayes have it. Okay, let's then go to the two main items on the agenda, one of which will be asked to accept the Inspector General's latest semi-annual report. I'm sorry. I missed something. Thank you for pointing that out. Approval of the minutes. We have two sets of minutes to approve, the August 6, 2015 and the August 6, 2015 executive session. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? All right. Second? Corbett? All right. So moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? None. Ayes have it. Thank you for pointing it out to me. I'm sorry I missed it. Okay. One action item we have today is the acceptance of the Inspector General's report to post. Ms. Liu, would you care to outline it briefly?
Good morning. Chair Giacola and members of the Audit and Investigation Committee. I'm here to request the board's acceptance of our semi-annual report number 16, which covers the first 6 months of calendar year 2015. During this period, we issue six audit reports, including two performance audits and attestation report. We reviewed the pricing information and contractor proposals with a value $152,137 and suggested adjustments of about $23,000. pretty much is, covers the two issues, the two performance report. One was on the review of the WMATA's local jurisdictional subsidies, and the other one was on the Oracle database. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
Any questions? Okay, I move that the Audit Investigation Committee accept the Inspector General's semi-annual report number 16 as final and that we post it. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. No. Any opposed? None. The ayes have it. The report has approved and will be posted. The information item we have today is the external auditor report on the fiscal 2014 single audit and its deliverables. I'd like to introduce Mr. John McCourt, who will be briefing us this morning from McGladrey. Or do you want to introduce the team for me, Ms. Liu?
Okay. The single audit report was transmitted to the Federal Transit Administration on August the 31st, and that body of work was performed by McGladrey. And with us here today is the partner from McGladrey, John McCourt. He will present the results of the single audit report, and he will also introduce the other two McGladrey individuals that are accompanying him today. I'll turn it over to John.
Thanks, Helen. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we appreciate the opportunity to deliver the results of our audit. With me, I'm John McCourt, partner of McGladrey, and with me is Dan Bonet and Brian Costello, also of McGladrey. If somebody could advance the slides, please. Thank you. So basically today we're here to report and we have two main reports that we are here to deliver the results on. The first is the report on the internal control over financial reporting and compliance on other matters, and that's based on the audit of your financial statements for June 3014 that were delivered on August 6, 15. That's in accordance with government auditing standards. And the second is the report on compliance of each major federal program, the report on the internal control over that compliance, and our opinion on this CEFA, or the Schedule of Expenditures of Federal Awards, as required by OMB Circular A123, commonly known as the single audit. Next slide, please. The major programs that we identified, three from the FTA, the FRIA, the Passenger Rail Investment and Improvement Act of 2008, Federal Transit Cluster and the Transit Services Programs Cluster, and also the Rail and Transit Security Grant Program from the HHS Department of Homeland Security. The results on the first report, which is on the internal controls over your financial statement audit, we are here to report that we noted 10 material weaknesses and 3 significant deficiencies. And in the compliance with other matters, we noted 2 compliance findings that are detailed in our report. On the internal control over compliance, on the report on the CEFA, the Schedule of Expenditures of Federal Awards, we noted 4 material weaknesses, 5 significant deficiencies, and on that report we noted, it says on the slide 11, but that includes the 9 above, 2 compliance findings. So overall, between both reports, we noted 26 findings, 4 of which are compliance in nature, 14 material weaknesses, and the 5 significant deficiencies, and 3 significant deficiencies as well. Included within our report, outline criteria, cause, and effect of each deficiency in detail. We have also included management's response and concurrence with those reports, those issues, including the corrective action plan, or the outline of the correction action plan accompanying with each finding. We have not audited management's response to those findings, and that will be captured in our return audit for the following year. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'll move the committee for any questions.
Thank you for the brief report. I'd like to start off by saying that certainly in looking through the material and significant deficiencies, I noticed that most, if not all, were previously identified by the Federal Transit Administration under their FMO report. Certainly there's been actions underway and future actions to be considered. Mr. McCord, can you kind of talk to us a little bit about the difference between material versus significant deficiencies?
Certainly. Material weakness is one that, when in the context of internal controls, would be that absent that control, it's either not designed correctly or not operating effectively, that would allow a potential material misstatement, whether it's in a financial reporting item or a compliance item, to occur. The significant deficiency is of a lower nature, and that can be due to the particular line item in the financial statements not being material in itself. Therefore, without that control on a potential error, it still would not lead to a material misstatement due to the dollar level. So material weaknesses are obviously the major ones to focus on. Significant deficiencies are more than inconsequential, but still warrant discussion with those charged with governments.
All right, thank you. Also, clearly there's a lot of work to be done. The material deficiencies clearly are very important to this agency. But what I'd like to do at this point is get a comment from the CFO about certainly the actions that are already underway, but also any contemplated further actions and development of an action plan to correct these deficiencies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As part of the audit process, we were suddenly aware that some of these issues will result in either material weaknesses or significant deficiency findings with respect to the 14 audit. And as you clearly mentioned a little bit earlier, some of these issues have their origin in some of the FTA findings. We have, as part of the FY14 audit, addressed some of the issues that we could address as that process, but since the release of this particular set of findings, we have initiated internal conversations with relevant sections of the organization to evaluate the findings and to think through the initial constructs of a response. Those were included in the responses that you have today, in the findings that you have today. And in 30 days, we will be providing that report and action plan to the general manager and ultimately to the audit committee, which will lay out timelines, both near-term and long-term, for addressing all of the challenges that have been identified. As I've indicated to some of you, given the nature and complexity of some of those findings, the solutions will take much greater effort and much more and a longer timeline, but we will be finalizing those over the next 30 days.
Okay. Open up to questions of the committee members and board members in general. Any questions, comments? All right. Hearing none, thank you for the report, Mr. McCourt. And this concludes our meeting today. The Audits and Investigation Committee is adjourned.